Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Changes are coming to the garden, and as we look forward to the spring, we see more of them every day. Get your tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. But this week, bring a sweater, as the wind can still bite a bit. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. While we're expecting some rain to come to the Southland this week, we are still suffering the effects of 4 years of drought conditions, so you may be interested in some water-wise gardening. There are plenty of examples of great plants in the garden that work in a water-wise or a rock garden, and the garden bed that borders the back of the administration office has just been revamped in water-wise mode. Designing this area with cactus and succulent plants, then adding some texture with a gentle sweep of rocks not only ties the garden together, but gives it a feel of restfulness. If you look at the individual elements of this design, the largest plants have been in this garden for the long haul, but the area in the middle is planted with mangavi. Both the silver fox and the moon glow varieties give a diversity of color and texture. By the way, these mangavis can be purchased over at the plant kiosk. About midway to the back of the garden is a row of sharply spined cactus, and tying the areas together are plantings of small echeveria. Echeveria succulents come in many colors and sizes, and these are fairly small varieties that are just beginning to send up very sweet coral-colored flowers. While the plants have been placed with space between them now, it won't be too long before they fill in and appear to be rosette upon rosette. If you wander over to the fuchsia garden, most of the varieties are just growing out from their winter pruning. However, there are a couple of fuchsia species that are blooming already. Take a look at the fuchsia fulgens, a plant native to Mexico and Central America. These hot salmon-colored flowers come on a bush that is effectively a small tree and can get to 5 feet or a little taller. Another that's blooming is the fuchsia paniculata. This too is native to Central America, notably Costa Rica and Panama, and is a plant that, with good growing conditions, can get up to 14 feet tall and a generous 8-foot spread. So choose its spot carefully. Both fulgens and paniculata have a long blooming life, so they are good choices for some color in a shady garden spot. Another plant that grows well in our climate and is pretty much a carefree yet dramatic addition to your shady garden are ferns, specifically staghorn ferns. The examples of these in the Dorothy and Alan Lay staghorn fern collection are simply gorgeous right now. While the plants have been very pretty since the collection opened, it seems they have really settled into their new home now and have come to a stunning pinnacle. From the staghorn fern collection, you can walk over to the greenhouse next to the tram stop. The greenhouses have just reopened to visitors, so if you want to see some tropical splendor, just step in to see the waterfall of flowers on the Phalaenopsis orchids. There are yellow flowers and there are white flowers and some fabulous pink striped flowers decorating the plants in the humid heat of the greenhouse. Don't miss the anthurium hanging up on the wall. Anthurium is a plant native to Colombia and was discovered in the 1850s. A red anthurium, like ours, is thought to represent love and sensuality. But interestingly, what looks like a red flower is not a true flower, but it's called a spathe or a bract. Mother Nature uses it to attract insects. The insects will track over the spathe and the spadix, which is the spike protruding from the center of the bract. It's the spadix, which is a cluster of tiny flowers that the insects pollinate. There are also many bromeliads in the greenhouse, and one at the far back corner is blooming with a completely fabulous pink, light blue, and purple spike. Also worth mentioning are the begonias that grow in the humidity, and see the basket hanging near the anthuriums. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.